You know where your business would be without you. Imagine where it could go with more of you. Well, with Wix, you can create a website with more of your vision, your voice, your expertise. Wix gives you the freedom to truly own your brand and do it on your own, with full customization and advanced AI tools that help turn your ideas into reality. Scale up without being held back by cookie-cutter solutions and grow your business into your online brand. Because without you, your business is just business as usual. Take control. Go to Wix.com.
For the next 20 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings, hip galleries, and a chairlift. Right on Main Street, smack in the middle of town. Now picture yourself on that chairlift. Crisp snowflakes and tall pines gliding beneath your skis. And now you're looking at that small town from the top of the mountain. Hey, is that a moose down there? If you can't wait to find out, you're the mountain kind. And you need to visit Park City, Utah.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability session. I'm joined by Joe Linhan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. And today we're talking about last minute, and it has to be last minute at this point, low impact gifts. Joe, good morning.
Good morning,
and happy Christmas.
Pat. Happy Christmas.
So people are a bit stuck for something and they don't want all the packaging and all the plastics and all the rest of it. You've got some great ideas.
I do. And you're so right. When people come to this stage and they're panicking, they do go for the, you know, the quick, the cheap, the cheerful, the plastic, unfortunately. But there are loads of great alternatives local that you can get locally that are not expensive, that are going to not only be sustainable as a gift, but help people be more sustainable in their everyday lives.
Now, the first thing you have is something for the fashion lover.
Yes. So the first thing that I want to mention, which I've become obsessed with, and I wanted to bring it in and show it to you, Pat, because I know you'd like to see all the bits and bobs and how it works. My mother has commandeered it, but it's a clothing shaver. I actually used it on this jumper last week and it's absolutely brilliant. It's a small little circular thing. You rub it over your woolens and it removes all those really annoying balls and bubbles, which actually stops people from wearing a lot of the clothes because they think, oh, that's kind of gone. That's rubbish. It's not expensive. You can get it from a shop in Dublin called Slow Street. They're an ethical clothing store, but you can buy them online. They're by a company called Steamery, and it's a small thing that could really reinvent someone's wardrobe for the new year.
Okay, and they do work, because I did see one of these years ago and it seemed to snag on the threads.
No, this one is so gentle. I literally used it on this cashmere and it was perfect.
It looks
great.
Like new.
It is like new.
Now, we talked about the guppy friend before.
Yes, and I did some research because you asked me at the time, does the guppy friend need to be empty? So the guppy friend is a little device that you put into your washing machine. It doesn't make any difference to how you use the washing machine or anything like that, but it picks up all those microplastics. And the answer about whether you need to empty it or not is depending on how much plastic clothing you use. So if you have a lot of plastic clothing and you're washing it regularly, it will need to be emptied about every 50 washes. But if you wear a lot of natural fibres, you won't need to empty it that much. You just keep an eye on it. Again, if somebody is looking to be a bit more sustainable, this is a very low, it takes a work, you just pop it in and it does the work for you.
Now, I remember years ago standing at the Ha'penny Bridge in Dublin, and there was a guy called Hector Gray who used to sell stuff from a stall, and he was great salesman. And I bought a pack of razor blades for my father because he promised when he was selling these that they sharpen as they shave. In other words, the more you shave, the sharper the blades get, which was total nonsense. It was just fast talk and sales talk. But Dr. Bronner's soap makes extraordinary promises.
It does. It basically, I've been using the soap for lots of different reasons. It's brilliant for makeup brushes. For girls who are listening, or boys too, when you get your makeup brushes and they're extremely dirty, they're so annoying to clean. And this is a very, very gentle natural cleanser. It's great for those. I use it on the dog because it's very gentle to wash the dog. You can use it to hand wash clothes, which I use it for. But they list 18 ways that you can use it, more than 18 ways, on their website. And if you want to go through all those different reasons, you can. And they'll also give you the dilution, which is really good. But it's a very inexpensive soap. It smells beautiful. You can get all different flavours. It's about, I think, €19 for a big bottle, and it's literally all purpose. You can use it in the washing machine,
wash
everywhere.
Your teeth, rinsing fruit, washing dogs, controlling dust mites, ants and aphids, mopping the floor.
Everything.
Your face and the floor, all with the one soap.
So if you wanted a really sustainable gift, you could get someone with that and it would do them for everything.
Dr. Bronner soap. Now, for someone who's into fragrances, you know, we suspect a lot of them are petrochemical based. What can we get?
Yes, there's loads of great natural fragrances. And yes, Pat, we've spoken about it before, and it's a great little spot for someone who is really into their fragrances and maybe give them something new that they haven't tried. And there's lots of great Irish brands. Look to Waters and Wild. They're based in Cork. If you want to go down the essential oils route, The Nature of Things is a great company based here in the Chocolate Factory in Dublin. Then there's the Burn Perfumery, which would be a very bougie, beautiful gift. They make organic fragrances that are absolutely stunning, again, sourced from Ireland. So again, it's just looking for those local businesses that we can support that are natural.
Now, a simple thing, a lot of people use disposable as little pads to wipe off their makeup. You suggest reusable makeup cloths.
Yes, we are using 11 billion wet wipes every single year in the world. 11 billion. That is inconceivable. And many people are using them to take off their makeup. Not only is it very bad for your skin, which I'm sure your skin expert would attest to, but it's so, so wasteful. And I use reusable ones and it's great. You pop them into the washing machine. They're very, very gentle on your skin. You can get them at most health food stores. And again, a nice little one for the beauty lover.
The shampoo bar, I use that. Solid shampoo and it lasts forever.
You've been converted.
Yeah, absolutely.
You really have.
It's great.
Still trying to convert people, but again, a great one. You know, that might be a great one for the guy in your life who wants just a quick, easy solution. Very, very inexpensive. There's a great one called Scoon available from Nourish and other health food stores. And it's a no-brainer. Once you make that switch and you save all that waste and money, you
won't
go back.
And the only packaging is a box.
A cardboard box.
Cardboard box, and that's recyclable. Okay, for the home, you suggest some organic sheets.
Yes, natural bedding. And this is becoming really popular. Like now that we're starting to examine plastics and everything from our clothing to, you know, microplastics in our food and everything, it's good to look at your bedding because you spend a lot of time in bed. And if you do want to treat someone, getting them some nice bedding is a very, very luxurious gift. There are tons of great Irish brands that are doing organic, which is amazing. Amaril, which is based in Dublin, do beautiful frilly little pillowcases and gorgeous organic linen bedding. Then there's a Conscious Convert. They're a Cork-based company. Again, beautiful organic. GOTS certified, which is the highest standard of organic, really beautiful in gorgeous colours. I think people always think it's going to be an awful kind of brown colour when it's organic. These are whites, pinks, baby blues, they're gorgeous and like a little bit bougie, but a gorgeous gift to give a homebody.
Now when you're buying candles and all those kind of smellies for the home, you again suspect petrochemicals.
Yes, they're probably made of plastic. They're not very good. And look, we're spending a lot of time indoors at the moment. So the last thing you want to do is buy a really synthetic candle that's going to make people, you know, their eyes water, have them coughing over the dinner table at Christmas. So go for soy wax, go for natural, go for organic if you can. And again, loads of Irish brands. We have Field Day, we have Clun Kean. Take your pick.
A sustainable voucher.
Yes. Why not give someone the gift of being even more sustainable for the new year? And this is something I've been researching and there's a fantastic social enterprise called Common Knowledge. They're based in the Burn. They've just won a big award actually. And they do courses on everything. You can do courses in DIY. You can do courses on foraging, courses on build your own yurt in time for festival season next year. Really hands-on practical tools that were not taught really in life. And maybe you want to go back and learn a life skill and they'll do it.
Okay. Now we've talked about food before. Some great chocolate that is very sustainable and the people who grow the beans get more than they would normally.
Yes, Tony's Chocolonely, which is, again, if people are in the shops and they're looking to pick up some chocolate, you will pay a little bit more, but you'll be doing so much good. That money is going into the farmers. It's avoiding child slave labour, which is great. And a lot of that chocolate is so, so tasty. And again, a nice talking point when you're around the Christmas tree this Christmas.
And finally, doing it yourself. Grow it yourself. GIY.
I think this would be such a great gift for the foodie in your life. Why not give them the gift of learning how to grow their own food? So sustainable. There's a great social enterprise called GIY, Grow It Yourself, and they run courses down in Waterford, a fabulous way to learn a new skill for the new year.
Jo Linnan, happy Christmas and thank you very much for all your advice during the year.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.